And now, Peter Paul Mounds, Almond Joy, and Cadbury Chocolate Bars presents Alien Worlds. Slowly rotating at the edge of deep space, 1,000 kilometers beyond the atmosphere of 21st century Earth, is the Arthur C. Clarke Astronomical Observatory, Starlab. Here, Starlab Research Director Maura Cassidy, along with the scientists and technicians of the International Space Authority, watch over the countless stars and planets that fill the silent distances beyond the giant space station. This week, the men and women of Starlab encounter the terrifying dissonance of Death Song on Alien Worlds. After spending 5 days at the SeaLab 7 underwater research station in the South Pacific, ISA Commissioner White arrives at Starlab aboard Earth Shuttle 1.
Hello, Maura. Jerry.
Hi, Commissioner.
Hello, Commissioner. How are John and Buddy doing with their aquanaut training?
They'll be in SeaLab 7 until Friday. Then they move to the Baltic for 10 days in the Soviet Aqualab complex at Chelenka. They like being underwater so much, you'll probably have to keep them in your aquarium when they get back.
Figures.
Starlab! Starlab! Can you hear me?
This is Starlab. Please identify yourself.
We are Zeta and Whitney, two Optimum physicians from the planet Aragon. Please give us sanctuary.
What's your situation?
We are being pursued by a hostile renegade spacecraft, which has already damaged our ship. If you don't give us sanctuary, the renegade will destroy us.
Get a visual scan on them, Jerry.
Right. There it is.
My God, it's enormous.
Starlab, this is Whitney again. Did you understand our last transmission?
Be careful, Jerry. That ship doesn't look damaged to me.
Withy, we have your spacecraft on visual as a large corrugated black disc with red, yellow, and green markings. And we see no sign of damage.
That's not us, Starlab. That's the renegade. Our ship is barrel-shaped and silver.
There it is. Lower left-hand corner of the screen.
It's so small. No wonder we didn't see it.
Magnify it, Jerry.
Jeez, look at that. The hull's full of cracks all the way down to the tail fins.
Open the emergency docking bay, Jerry.
Right. Withy, guide your ship toward the docking bay that's surrounded with flashing red lights, and we'll take you aboard.
Sanctuary.
Who are you? Identify yourself.
I am Helon, Willy and Zena's pursuer.
Is it true that you intend to kill them?
Of course it's true.
But why? What have they done?
It isn't a question of what they've done, Starlab. It's what they haven't done.
Alien Worlds will continue.
This woman's sorry for keeping you guessing. You never know what I'll do. That's why I'm here confessing. It's because sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. Chewy coconut, ooh. Sometimes I feel like a nut. Sometimes.
Control is suddenly interrupted by an emergency transmission from an incoming alien starship. Aboard the ship, Withy and Zaina, two Octavon physicians from the planet Aragon.
We are being pursued by a hostile renegade spacecraft, which has already damaged our ship. If you don't give us sanctuary, the renegade will destroy us.
As the bell-shaped Aragonian starship moves into visual scanner range, Mora, Jerry, and Commissioner White see another spacecraft. Huge, black, and disc-shaped.
I am Elon, Withy and Zaina's pursuer.
Open a close proximity channel, Jerry.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Elon, this is Commissioner White of the International Space Authority. I represent the scientific and military forces in this solar system. Do you understand that?
I understand.
Any hostile action against this space station will be construed as an act of war against the Earth and will be dealt with accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand.
What's your planet of origin?
Aragon.
I see. Well, are you a legal officer of some kind? Have the two Octavon physicians committed a crime?
To my way of thinking, they have.
Dr. Cassidy, this is Simon down in the emergency docking bay. The alien ship is secure.
All right, Simon, thank you. Commissioner, I think we've heard enough from Helon to know where he's at. Let's put him on a hold and see what the two physicians have to say about, whatever this is about.
Helon, stay on this frequency and I'll get back to you. I need some time to think about what you've said.
Of course you do, Commissioner. And then you'll need time to conspire with Withy and Zaina against me. And then there will be no more time, Commissioner. And the last thing you'll hear is the sound of your own screaming. The rest are the two physicians within the hour, or I'll unleash a symphony of such terrible power that your star lab will shatter like delicate crystal.
Dr. Cassidy, Simon again. The two aliens have come out of their ship.
Bring them to my quarters right away, Simon. Let's go, Commissioner.
I don't know, Mora. Except for Stygos and the Trell, we've never had to deal with this kind of hostile alien power before.
Dr. Cassidy?
Hello, Simon. Where are the two aliens?
Well, they're kind of shy.
Have them come in, Simon. We won't bite.
Withy? Zaina? It's all right. You can go in.
Gosh, they're elves. Little blue elves.
It's obvious what a surprise we are, all because of the size we are. But just because you're tall and pink and we are short and blue, the fact is you are as strange to us as the two of us are to you. The two of us are to you.
Kilometers beyond Starlab, Helon enters the audiogenic spectrum chamber of his slowly orbiting ship. He touches a bright red jewel near the entryway. The gleaming black metal floor slides open. Then something begins to rise up out of the opening. Something massive and angular and dark. a nightmare construct of polyphonic drone generators and ultrasonic inverters, thick spiraling amplifier coils, and blood-red keyboards. Helon's Death Song synthesizer, the Cathedron.
My beautiful Cathedron, my phantom self, my soul. Soon we will hear their voices dying amid the music of an unexpected destiny.
Helon, it's time.
Time? Time for what, Cataract?
My infusion. It's time for my infusion.
I just gave you a death song infusion, Cataract, a few moments ago, up in the communications chamber.
No, you didn't, Helon. That wasn't my infusion. That was the premonition adagio you transmitted to Starlab.
It was? Yes, of course it was. Forgive me, Cataract.
Perhaps we should share an infusion. Memory distortion is one of the primal symptoms of death song withdrawal.
Yeah, yes, of course. An infusion. Here, Cataract. Help me with the anthem injectus.
With pleasure.
Wish Dr. Rossiter were back from Kronos. She'd love this.
Zaina, you said that Helon was once an Octavon physician. What changed him?
There was a thermal accident at one of our laboratory outposts. Helon was sent to treat the injured.
His sky machine malfunctioned and crashed in an ice forest on the edge of Aragon's polar frontier.
He succumbed to the lethal temperature and fell into a pre-death trance.
Before the trance paralyzed him, he set the infusion level on his octagon at maximum. As a result of being subjected to maximum infusion for 2 days, the frequencies of Helon's mind and body became terribly distorted.
When the rescue expedition reached him, he was in a state of total vibrational mutation.
We attempted to reharmonize him at the Octagon Laboratory, but we were too late. He was completely addicted to his hyper-vibrational condition.
One night, he forced his way into the Octagon vault and took all but two of the instruments.
Then he went to one of our spacecraft installations, abducted a technician named Cataract, stole a deep space laboratory ship, and disappeared.
Helon, when Withy and Zaina are dead and their octavons are interfaced with the Cathedron, where will we go? What will we do?
We will wander from galaxy to galaxy, exploding the stars with death song. I see crescendos of light and sound will sweep to the far corners of the universe. Death song. Bright comets will swirl and dance against the fiery coronas of eclipsing suns. Death song. Planets will vanish in screaming disintegration. Death song. Raging through the silence, transforming it into deafening articulations of infinite majesty. Death song. Death song. Death song.
Alien worlds will continue.
Pardon me. Isn't that a Cadbury chocolate bar? I've never tried one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do you mind if I have a teensy piece?
Hey, you took my bar.
I'll just take a little bit.
It was for my wife and me.
Oh, she'll love it. See, this is great. You know you can get carried away with this stuff?
Yes, I've noticed.
Oh, come on. It's a big bar.
It's getting smaller.
When people get a taste of a big, thick Cadbury chocolate bar, they get very carried away. Because only a Cadbury bar is so rich, so creamy, so Cadbury. And with the big size Cadbury chocolate bar, you get a big choice. Cadbury fruit and nut, Cadbury almond, Cadbury caramello, and of course the big favorite, Cadbury milk chocolate. So remember, when you get your Cadbury, be careful. Because with Cadbury, people can get very carried away.
Can I have my Cadbury back now?
Your Cadbury? Oh, well, I guess I got carried away.
You'll get carried away with Cadbury.
Alien Worlds continues. 2 kilometers beyond Starlab, Helon's huge, black, ovaloid spacecraft continues its slow, concentric parking orbit. In the ship's audiogenic spectrum chamber, Helon sits before the blood-red multiple keyboards of the Death Song Cathedron.
Ketterak, go into the communications chamber, contact Commissioner White, and say this. My ship will orbit 6 more times. If at the beginning of the 7th orbit, Withy and Xena have not surrendered, Death Song will take the lives of every multivibrational organism aboard Starlab.
Yes, Helon.
Physicians for an entire planet?
12 are enough for us. Injuries are rare on Aragon, and illness is relatively non-existent.
What was Aragon like before the Octavons were created?
We treated the diseases of the mind and body with narcotic chemicals. As a result, the people of Aragon were in a constant state of neurotic irresponsibility.
Mora, are you there?
What is it, Jerry?
I have a transmission coming through from Helon's ship.
We'll be right there. Orbits. How much time does that give us, Jerry?
Less than 8 minutes.
Xena, suppose you and Withy give Helon your Octavons. What then?
He will interface them with the 10 he already has. And his Cathedron will become a weapon of irresistible power.
So here we are with a 250-megawatt solar reactor and no way to use it against Helon. No weapon system, no communications, no shielding generators.
Gamora, didn't you say Helon's Death Song burst had terminated Starlab's primary power matrix?
No, our reactor wasn't affected at all.
If we can interface our two octagons with your reactor, we can defeat him.
All right. Let's get down to the reactor control room and get set up. How much time do we have, Jerry?
1 minute, 30 seconds. Helon just started his fifth orbit.
Withy, what effect will this have on Helon?
He will die.
Die? But you said you wanted to help him.
Taking his life is the only way that we can recall him to life, Laura. Our octagons will terminate him and then infuse him with the frequencies of his earlier life.
How will you know if you've been successful?
His voice, Commissioner. You will hear it in his voice. Harmonize the octagon, Zena. And tune for maximum pulse inflection. Harmony achieved, Withy. Engage the primary and ancillary subarticulations. Multiphonic articulations are in cadence. Cross-link reactor output subterminals, Jerry.
Subterminals are in phase.
Maximum quantum injection. Now.
The short-range vehicle hangar, Jerry. Tell them to get a shuttle ready.
Helon. Helon.
Tesseract, my friend, forgive me. Please forgive me. Willie, Zena, Tesseract is dying.
Attend to him, Zena. Don't try to stand, Helon. Lie still. Rest. Cataract will live with thee, but we must reharmonize him quickly.
Is there anything we can do, Zena?
Go to the shuttle and get our octagons.
Come on, Maura. I'll give you a hand.
Wendy, Zena, thank you for calling me from the darkness.
We are your brothers, Helon. We are your friends.
We are the stay.
Earth Song was based on a story by Ken Ross and written by Ron Thompson, and starred Linda Gary, Roger Dressler, and Corey Burton, with special guest stars Larry Moss, Joe Baker, Michelle Goodman, Lindsay V. Jones, and Tony Walters. Music director, Tom Rounds, with special music effects composed and performed by Rick Kellis. Associate producer and song lyrics by Ron Thompson. Engineer, Stu Jacobs. Assistant to the producer, Jim Cook. Technical consultant, Peter Skye. Alien Worlds was created, produced, and directed by Lee Hansen and is distributed by Watermark Incorporated. And so until next week, this is Roger Dressler inviting you to join us for our next adventure, The Infinity Factor, from the elsewhere and elsewhen of Alien Worlds. Peter Paul and Cadbury Chocolate Bars hope you have enjoyed Alien Worlds.